Governor Charlie Baker gave his annual State of the Commonwealth address last night, and even though it is a frequent event, this year's was very different. And joining us this morning with his thoughts is WATD political analyst John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dan. Certainly the pomp and circumstance of all the reps being at the chamber and the Supreme Court people and cabinet people, and it was only a 22-minute speech.
Yeah, so very, very different than it has been in years past, mostly due to COVID.
No question about it, and give credit to the governor who thanked all the people for the sacrifice they've done. He praised the first responders. He covered every base to try to let people know that he's got a program, and hopefully that will succeed with people getting the necessary vaccinations.
So what are your thoughts on the speech overall?
Well, I thought that part of it was good. What disappoints me is the governor's state of the state. By law, most people don't know it. By law, the governor has to come out with his budget for 2022 today. And that wasn't even mentioned. I do understand he's talking to town officials all over the state to tell them what's in his budget. But he has to present his 2022 budget called House One today.
So then that's interesting that, as you mentioned, the budget not really mentioned in this speech at all.
No, and then, you know, you talk about communities, as you've had in a couple of your broadcasts this morning, their revenues are down, and they have to have some idea of where the state's going to be so they can prepare for July 1st of 2021.
Now, one thing, of course, that did feature very prominently in the speech was, of course, as you mentioned, COVID.
And he did a good job praising everybody. It'll be interesting because the head of the Massachusetts Teachers Association want her members up in the line to get inoculated before they'll say they'll open, they think they should open all the schools. And that's one of his goals, to open up the schools. And he mentioned the private schools, mainly parochial schools, are serving 45,000 students right now.
He also discussed a lot about police reform.
That was part of it, and I'm certainly sure not everybody agrees with that, but it showed what dialogue and cooperation can do, and they did come up with the police reform bill.
Now, it is interesting, kind of along that note, that he talked about the need to be more empathetic and the importance of listening to others when trying to move forward through the crises that we're dealing with today.
Yeah, and of course you have a new federal administration that has a $1.9 trillion program on the budget, and we'll see how this cooperation pays off, but hopefully the rest of 2021 will be better than what we just finished.
Indeed, so very, very different speech for what it turned out to be a very different year.
That's correct. I mean, I don't know when the last time a governor gave a state of the state where he was the only one in the room.
Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
And good luck to everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. That's WATD political analyst John Creed.